In this crazy world, there are some very iconic pairings of items. Milk and cookies, butter and popcorn, Mulder and Scully, and of course, stoner metal and weed.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently they dance, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell. In this film, you will see the ease with which this vicious plant can be grown in your neighbor's yard, rolled into harmless-looking cigarettes, hidden in an innocent shoe or watch case.
Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here from 5 Minute Reviews, and on this episode, we're going over Afghan Haze's newest album, Hallucinations of a Heretic. I don't know much about the band Afghan Haze, other than they are from Connecticut and describe themselves as an evil, psychedelic doom band, louder than hell, according to their Instagram page at least. That sounds pretty fair. Now I gotta point this out straight away, and that is the stoner metal community seems to have a running joke with naming songs, albums, or bands after the stoner scene. Case in point, the following. Afghan Haze have followed suit and named themselves after a strain of that devil's lettuce. And nice work, lads, for doing so. The band came to my attention when I saw a post about their newest album on fellow stoner metal band's Instagram, Tobner. He has some dope taste in music. Pun intended. So I knew I had to give a shot to this band. What I found was a band that lived up to their bio, with a very evil sound, and doomy riffs with sludgy undertones, delivered at speed. The album opens up with an intro piece called Pushing Up Daisies, which incorporates a small jam with many speeches mixed into this track. The one I clearly recognised was that of Charles Manson during his trial, but there are many others here. We follow up with the equally heavy Satan Ripper, a song deeply rooted within the realms of darkness, and that just takes you for a ride, changing pace and shifting style at just the right times to keep this song very interesting. Damn, it's heavy. I mean, most of this album is heavy, but this one just comes across as one brutal piece. The next track, Helluana, starts with a long intro of clean guitars strumming out before a slow wall of sound just comes crashing down in a doom-inspired haze that is quite spacious but yet overwhelming. I imagine if this was played live, it would just hit us thick before the song kicks up the pace for the second half, which goes double time as the drumming gallops to pace. Occupants of the Underworld opens with an old movie audio bite, I think, but I'm not sure which one, and it reminds me of any Rob Zombie song really, but that's where the similarities end, and the sludgy tune takes over. It's not bad, but the opening riff does feel longer than it does go for. The closing track, Jin Hall, again opens up with an audio bite of what I can assume to be at least some kind of confession of a serial killer, but I'm not sure who, and I'm possibly missing a piece of the puzzle here regarding this song. So Afghan Haze, if you are watching this, can you please clarify by commenting below? The song is your classic opener that is a slow burner, but damn does it go full tilt at the halfway point. Its aggression is on full display, as if with murderous intent, before the ending slows down its tempo as if to pause for reflection. Man, I need to finish watching Dexter. Anyway, it's a great closer track for the album. Afghan Haze caught me off guard. The album is very well produced and their sound is very refined. The band reminds me of High on Fire meets Sleep, equal parts psychedelic and hellish hostility within those big riffs played at fast speeds. This album was a great find and one I have been playing past the point of this review. Overall, I would say this album is worthy of 4 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite songs being Satan Ripper and Helluana. Well, this band has been a pleasant surprise, and if you love the aggressive tones of stoner metal, I would suggest that you check this band out. I'm sure you will come and enjoy them as much as I did. And as always, If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. We're a small channel and every sub helps, and like this video and share it to everyone you can find on your Facebook or whatever. And as always, stay spicy.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Live Listen Erased. And if you have enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with all your friends. Don't forget to subscribe to our Chili Con Carnage crew so you can get notified for all the future videos that we put out, as we put out videos every Friday. Also, we are on Discord, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter over at Live Listen Erased, so make sure to tune in over there. And don't forget to like this video so that our manager can stay very happy.